Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. Around the world on American Forces Radio Network, we have a very interesting author coming up in the next segment. Charlotte Bismuth has a new true crime book called Bad Medicine. That's all you are, is bad medicine. Come on in and we'll talk about it. Bad Medicine with Charlotte, or as they say in England, Charlotte. That always bugged me. When they said, "My friend Charlotte," I'm like, you really got to hit it hard, huh? It's not Charlotte. Anyway, Nick Nurse at 10:25, also at 10:40. Good buddy. We'll talk to him about basketball. I'm mostly going to talk to him about coaching in England because I coached basketball in England, not to the extent that he did, but we'll get into that. My man Jimmy Shapiro just emailed me some odds for the over-unders for baseball wins this year. And he's got the Rockies and the Orioles at 63.5, which basically means that he thinks those will be the two worst teams in baseball. There are a couple here that I really want to take the under. He's got the Padres at 95 wins. 95? I'll say 90 for the Padres. I would take the under. He's got the Dodgers at 103 wins. I'll take the Dodgers at 101 wins, so I'll take the under there as well. As for my Oakland A's, he's got 86.5, and that seems about right, honestly. I would like to think that they could win 90, but I don't know. He's got the Yankees, too, at 95.5 wins, if you want to get in on that. For you Giants fans, he's got you at 75.5 wins. Take the over. Are you insulted by Vegas odds? Now we can talk about it. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. Get in, get heard. Big shout out to our troops listening both home and abroad on American Forces Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard. Blah, 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 blah. Doing a great job. I'm Rick Titter. Blah, come on back.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust, and nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Hour 2 of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour 2 of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY around the world on American Forces Radio Network. We're quite happy to welcome to the show author Charlotte Bismuth. She has a new true crime book called Bad Medicine, which is available from Atria One Signal Publishing. Charlotte was an assistant DA in New York City and came across a man by the name of Dr. Stan Lee, L-I. Charlotte, welcome to the show. When did you first hear the name Dr. Stan Lee?
Thank you very much for having me, Rick. I first heard the name on December 1st, 2010, when we received a tip from a brave young man who had been a patient of Dr. Lee's, had overdosed, and was very concerned about other people getting hurt.
This was a guy who was in Queens, and he was basically selling oxycodone and Xanax was for a prescription, and we know how dangerous those are. And how long was he able to perpetrate that crime?
So he was in the side business of selling prescriptions for a couple of years. He actually had a full-time job in New Jersey that paid very well, but one day a weekend from a basement clinic in Flushing, he sold prescriptions to anywhere from 70, 80, 90, and sometimes 100 patients a day in exchange for cash.
So when this came across your desk, and you think about the trial, and usually doctors can afford pretty good representation for their counselors, how did you approach prosecuting this guy?
So, we had uncovered by the time of trial 16 patients who had died of overdoses and who had been under his care at some point. So we knew that this was really a public health emergency, and we gave that trial everything we had. We prepared for it for 4 years. The investigation lasted a very long time. It was very difficult. And over those 4 years, what we did was we identified 2 overdose deaths, one of a young man, Nicholas Rappold, who was 21 years old when he passed, the other of another man named Joseph Haig from Long Island, who was 37, And those two cases we charged as homicides, reckless manslaughter. So that means that we had to prove that Dr. Lee recklessly caused their death, that he was aware of a risk and consciously disregarded it. And unfortunately, Rick, the evidence was there. We had a money trail of nearly $500,000 in cash. We had medical records from Dr. Lee's office that showed that he had received so many warnings from desperate parents, from physicians, from the state about the risk to his patients. And we presented 70 witnesses at trial. So, you know, the jury worked really, really hard over those 18 weeks and came to the conclusion that the, you know, the evidence was there and that he had committed most of the crimes he was charged with.
Speaking of working hard, when you were going through all this trial, and you're very open about the fact that your marriage fell apart and you got depressed and there were custody battles as well. So you're winning this as a single mom. How much did this trial take out of you personally, and then contrast that with how rewarding it was when you got past the victory flag?
Well, you hit it exactly on the head, which is that, you know, I had a mission. I got up every morning knowing that I had a job to do, that there were families who had suffered so much more than I ever would know. And as long as my kids were safe, whether they were with me or not, I had to, you know, I had to take that as a blessing. But it was hard. You know, depression has been a lifelong struggle. It was a difficult case because we dealt with so much death, so much suffering, so much greed. You know, it can chip away at your sense of hope. But I met some incredible people. The young man who called in the tip, who'd had a very tough life, who didn't want other people to get hurt, took the stand under difficult circumstances, knowing that the defense attorney would really go after him. He was so brave, Rick, and he, you know, he wasn't alone. We had a young woman who had tried to use Dr. Lee's pills to hurt herself. He knew that. He sold those prescriptions to her anyway. She got up and took the stand. We had the relatives of the deceased come take the stand and face cross-examination as well. So I was really driven by their courage. And, you know, luckily I was able to get help. And I think having the team that I had, you know, meeting these incredibly brave people was, you know, it changed my life. It really changed my life. I feel like, you know, you don't have to do anything alone if you're teaming up with others to do something good.
No, there's no doubt the opioid crisis and just how dangerous as well the amounts of fentanyl are. I know you're an advocate for that. I wanted to ask you something as an aside. I know you went to Columbia and you also went to Columbia Law School, which is very impressive. But what was your time like at the Institut d'Etudes Politiques in Paris?
Wow, curveball. Well, I'm French. I was actually born in France. So after I graduated from college, I went back to France to do my master's. To be perfectly honest with you, it was tough. You know, having moved around a lot, when I go back to France, I'm not considered to be French. When, you know, it was, I was very much considered as an outsider. The French educational system is very different. And, you know, I appreciated being near my family for 2 years, but there's something that I really value about, you know, the American workplace and the American educational system, where kids are really pressed to be autonomous, to take risks, and to team up.
Where in France are you from, Charlotte?
I'm from Paris.
Oh, à quel arrondissement?
The 14th. I was born in the 14th.
Oh, I guessed it. Wow. Last question for you. And this one, don't mean to embarrass you, but single mom struggling through a divorce, you know, French, highly educated, New York City district attorney's office. I mean, this has miniseries written all over it, doesn't it?
Oh, well, you know, In some ways, I have to hope that my life isn't cinematic enough, because the shows that you end up seeing on TV are those that have way more drama than I could handle. But, you know, we'll see. The only caveat is that my husband has required that if there is a movie, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has to play him. So that's a, you know, that's a really important contract term we have to respect.
And for you, Marion Cotillard?
Well, yeah, we'll see. She might need to be a little more tired, but yes, I'll take it.
All right, that's Charlotte Bismuth. Make sure to check out Bad Medicine, Catching New York's Deadliest Pill Pusher, this Dr. Lee, Remorseless. And it was very important to put him away and to create that landmark of making it a homicide case. Charlotte, congratulations, not just on the trial, but of course, the book as well. And let's catch up on your second one.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Yeah, you know what's crazy about this opioid crisis, which is scary when you hear about fentanyl, and that, like, you have one that's like the size of, you know, like a grain of sugar. That's too much. I mean, it's, can you imagine buying that stuff on the street from somebody who would tell you, yeah, you got just the right amount? It's tragic. All right. Anyway, good work from Charlotte. By the way, charlottebismuth.com if you want to check her out. B-I-S-M-U-T-H, charlottebismuth.com. More about her. I'm Rick Tittle. We come back. Nick Nurse. Talk a little hoop. We'll see you in a second.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You know, exactly. Over time, you know, the more and more you do something, practice the better you get at it. Just like, you know, you didn't become this excellent at radio overnight. You know, you know exactly when to say we got 1 minute left.
Right.
You know, because I'm so good looking.
Yeah, right? Practice makes perfect.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. When we get Nick Nurse on the phone, we'll call the doctor. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let me just, before waiting for Nick, let me check the emails. Rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Chrissy. Who else? Chrissy, thanks for your emails, as always. She says, Rick, I don't understand the term non-roster invitee. I thought these guys were draft picks of the A's. I might sound dumb, but please tell me. Thanks for the email, Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, you don't sound dumb. At some point, we all have to learn what these terms mean. And I think I thought the same that you did, as everyone else did, a non-roster invitee. What that means is to guys that aren't on the 40-man yet. And the first few years you have a guy that you drafted, you can hold on to him and not have to put him on the 40-man and not have to make him available to the Rule 5 draft, meaning he's yours, but he's not taking a 40-man spot because he's in his first 3 years in the organization. So what they do is, there's two type of non-roster invitees. One, and there's usually about half and half. Half are, one, the top prospects. And so like the A's, this kid Tyler Soderstrom at a Turlock, he was a catcher. He was the California High School Baseball Player of the Year. He was their first round pick. And so he obviously, after 1 year at the bubble site at San Jose, they're not going to put him on the 40-man. They're not going to take up a spot. They're not going to start his clock like we were talking about. So they're going to invite him just to get a taste. So that's what that would mean. All right. Anyway, we are thrilled to have Nick Nurse with us, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, via our friends from Piano Finders. Nick, welcome to the show. And I guess the big news today for you is your buddy Chris Finch is now a head coach, and well-deserving, you think, huh?
Yeah, he's a really good coach. First of all, thanks for having me on. I'm really happy for him. You know, reaching a career goal or a dream, you know, dream job to be a head coach in the NBA, and we go way back, a lot of years, so it's nice to see him get a shot at it. I'm sure he's going to do great.
Now, I know he's an offensive schemer. Where is he from, like, the Paul Westhead take a three every time to, you know, running crazy screens? What's his philosophy in a nutshell offensively?
I mean, he's you know, he's been one of the guys at the forefront of certainly increased volume of threes. He, you know, loves to push the ball, play with pace. I don't, you know, Westhead was kind of out there on his own with the pace they were playing at and the things they were doing. That was really unique. But yeah, you know, spread the floor, push the ball. Likes to pass it, likes to get a lot of people involved, you know, those kind of things.
I wanted to ask you, too, about your time in England. I coach football. I played college football, and I got to coach the police department a little bit in London and Hertfordshire and Bushy. And when I was there, they made me coach basketball as well to 13 and 14 year olds, just because I played high school basketball. I was, you know, the John Wooden of that town. So for you, starting off with Derby, and then all the years you spent on the South Coast with Brighton, and of course the big cities like Manchester and London. Were you quite satisfied with just being an expat, or did you kind of pine to get back to America?
Well, I think a little of both. I was really satisfied when I first got there. I thought the chance to run a team. I was very young, you know, to be a head coach of any team. So that was good to get some experience to figure out if I was going to be any good at it or not. I loved kind of the adventure of it a little bit. You know, it brought with it a lot of travel and on a lot of European countries. I think I coached a game in, maybe 20 different countries or something like that. So that was really interesting at that time of my life too. But then when it was, you know, it had its kind of shelf life. I was over there 10, 11 years, and then I was pining to get back because I was ready to be back, and I was trying to, you know, make my way into the American scene and coaching.
When you were down on the at Brighton with the Bears for like a good 5 years, and I was there a couple of years ago, I went to the Amex to see Tottenham play Brighton and Hove Albion. Did you get to the point where you thought maybe I'll just stay in Brighton forever, or was it the kind of thing it was almost like year by year?
I mean, listen, I thought Brighton was great. It was probably I think I was in 5 destinations in England. It was probably my favorite, you know, it was short trip to London. It was kind of London by the sea, right? And had a kind of a hippie feel to it and a kind of a nice groove to the city. But, you know, geez, basketball over there was so year to year. I coached, I think, 5 different teams over there because it was the nature of it was pretty fragile financially.
Yeah, I know a lot of the Derby Rams, they don't even exist anymore, right?
Yeah, their team's coming and going all the time over there. I think you probably see 3 teams go and 3 teams come in about every year over there. Maybe not that bad, but there's certainly been a number of teams struggle to make it financially. It's difficult, you know, it's difficult.
Yeah, there's no doubt. What about when you were with the team in Oostende? Because the only time I've been there was when I took one of those cattle boats across the channel and landed in Oostende. Did you coach them? What was your association with them?
Yeah, I was a head coach of the team there. They were a really good Belgian club, and the Belgian league was pretty good. Really, really good competition. The players got paid very well. Games were all very well attended up and down the country. So, yeah, I was the head coach of that team there. It was about 97, 98, something like that.
I just wonder about your experiences there and how it's helped you been such a success. Like, just for me, coaching adults in American football, they had such a thirst for knowledge, and they weren't really getting any real coaching. And here I am coaching every position. I'm coaching the line and the receivers and the quarterback, just because they really had no clue. So for you, I'm sure you're teaching big men their footwork and the paint. You're teaching the point guard how to bring the ball up. You probably had to do everything, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think it was, you know, probably similar to you. There wasn't a whole lot of staff to lean on. So if you wanted to get something done, whether it was a 5-on-5 scrimmage situation or skill development work or just some shooting, you mentioned footwork, ball handling, whatever. Yeah, you were running all that stuff, and pretty much any time of the day you could find an open gym space or where the player was available to work on their game. You're right, doing a little bit of everything. And it's a great experience, right, man? It was love the game, and it was great just to try and help guys get better and try and win a couple ball games while we're at it.
The whole time you were in Europe, did you ever see a kid and you're like thinking, if he was American, he would have gone to Duke? Like, did you see some real talent there?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, we had some actually. Luol Deng was a kid from England that went to Duke, right? He was sure. A young player that did end up going to Duke. In fact, Duke came over on a tour to play in England. They happened to play against one of my Brighton Bear teams. We played them in London, but it was an interesting thing. We played UConn 1 year. Jim Calhoun and some of those guys. I think they were fresh off a national championship 1 year. So there was a lot of talent over there, and some made its way, and a lot of it went to high-level Europe. And then you'd obviously see you know, some unbelievable guys. He's my 1 year I coached the London Towers. I played against Pau Gasol as a 19-year-old. Mm. You know, so you got to see him when he was young, and his career's all already over and in the history books pretty much, and what a career he had. It's a long time ago, though, huh?
I know. Don't worry, I'm a couple of years older than you, Nick. one more question before we get to the break here in a minute. You make the decision to come home to the Iowa Energy, which is the, funnily enough, the Wolves G League team. Was that a tough decision on your loved ones to say we're leaving Brighton and we're heading home to Iowa?
No, it wasn't. It was a kind of a homecoming. You know, I grew up in Iowa, and it was really fortunate. I didn't have a whole lot cooking back in the States. You know, I had won a lot of games in England and a bunch of championships, et cetera, but I was having a hard time getting that to translate, I guess, on my resume to anybody in the States. So we were lucky that expansion team came in, and I was named the first head coach of it, because without that, I wouldn't be here at all. I mean, that was really the big springboard for me to get, you know, one step under the NBA and then to get in there and get players called up and get some NBA coaching experience and mostly get in the shop window, right? People got to know who you are then.
Yeah, I can tell you've been in England. You just said shop window. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with Nick Nurse. Got a lot more questions for Coach. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk Wireless.
Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 177 countries. It's very nice that Nick Nurse sat through a break and will give us another segment. Of course, world champion head coach of the Toronto Raptors. And to hear through our friend Karen Lyle from Piano Finders, and that's something I just wanted to touch on too, Nick, is that you have a great love of music and the piano, so I have to ask you, did Piano Finders find you your piano?
We're getting really close. I found Piano Finders, and now they're trying to find me one, but we found one. It's not done until it's done, though. You know what I mean? We gotta get it signed, sealed, and delivered, but we're getting there. Really fun, though. Really fun experience.
Now, do you play? For me, I love Chopin's waltzes on the piano. That's my absolute favorite, but I can't play a lick. Do you play, or are you going to have somebody else play it for you?
No, I mean, I play. I don't play at the level of that, but I dabble a little bit. I like to play a lot of blues and jazz and, some rock and roll, I guess.
And we should also mention the book, Rapture, 15 teams, 4 countries, 1 NBA championship, and how to find a way to win damn near anywhere, which encapsulates a lot of the things that we've been discussing. What was that like to sit down with Michael Sokolov and just, you know, did you learn something about yourself that you didn't really notice before?
Well, it was interesting. You know, it was interesting. I guess, you know, you sit down with the guy, his experience is Mike, you know, he's had a heck of a writing career and he's really good. And I don't know, he probably takes you places that you haven't thought of for a long time, just with his questioning and just kind of shooting the breeze with him, you know, just things that, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that looks back constantly. I know there's some stuff back there, but there's a lot in front too. And I usually like to concentrate what's on my desk for today or on my TV for today or whatever, study and film and try to figure out how to win the next one. But it was interesting going back and reliving some of those stories, I guess.
You know, it's funny when I think about a quote that Chuck Daly said once, and, you know, he coached at BC and Penn before he got to the NBA, but he said, "I did more teaching in the NBA than I ever did in college." And I know that kind of makes sense nowadays with teenage draft picks, but do you kind of know where he's getting at when he makes a statement like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say the same thing. I guess this maybe is the thing that I get to question a lot of, you know, hey, what's it like to coach those guys? Well, they really want to be coached. You know, I think the, for whatever reason, the persona or the image or whatever is that these guys are, no, they really want you to put them in position to succeed. They really want good game plans. They want short-term and long-term goals as far as their own skill development, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, that's what makes it really enjoyable to me, is they want to be coached really well, right? I think if you'll coach them hard and coach them well, they'll take it and they'll get better and they'll appreciate it.
Fair enough. I know that for every team, there's been challenges, but especially for the Raptors that playing in Tampa. I mean, what are some of the challenges outside of not sleeping in your own bed when you're at home? I mean, how have you acclimated to all that?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I think just uprooting everybody, you know, everybody uproots, and, you know, it's not just the players, it's the players and their families and their kids. The kids are in school and, you know, there's a lot going on there. And that's even one thing, right? Like, coaches and players are somewhat used to uprooting and going to a new situation. It happens, right? But the staff, you know, there's a big staff, you know, medical staff and scouting, you know, there's lots of people that are Canadian that live in Canada, and for them to uproot and come here as well, because we brought the whole organization down here, obviously, because it takes all of us to make it tick. And that was, you know, it was just unsettling, and it just took us a while to get settled in and figure out how to move around, which way to turn and which way to go down the hallway. And, you know, all the stuff that's new when you're uprooting like that. And took us a while to get settled in, but they've done great here in Tampa. We've got a great setup. The organization built a nice practice facility right here in the hotel, right across the street from the arena. And I got an office here and got everything we could need to be successful.
It's very cool. And I think about your team, which fan base is an entire nation, which is fun to have that support. And then with your association with Team Canada, I would imagine that you're an honorary Canadian, kind of like David Blatt was an honorary Israeli and then an honorary Russian for a while. And I guess you were an honorary Englishman, but what's it like putting on the maple leaf? Because as I said, that whole country loves your team.
Well, it's really something. I think it's, you know, it is unique and it is, you know, special. And obviously, you know, when the Raptors won that title, the entire country was obviously watching and following and overjoyed, right? So it's, you know, they've been really great to me, really nice to me, and really great to my family. And it's kind of cool. It's kind of unique and kind of cool.
A couple more questions for Nick Nurse. I'm an Oakland guy and a lifelong Warrior fan. And of course I was rooting against you. If any team was going to win, I did have a little bit of appreciation for what Toronto was able to do. I asked you a couple of questions during those press conferences. You always seem to be very even keeled. And how important is that, especially facing a juggernaut team like Golden State, to stay even keeled when you were so close and to, like, not let that slip away?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was important. And it was, again, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you need to stay even keel, but it doesn't really matter unless you can do it. But luckily enough, and I don't really have any explanation for this, but the further we went in the playoffs each round, I was getting calmer and calmer. I just thought our team was really improving greatly each series. You know, it's kind of like, you know, we hadn't seen everything yet, but when we got to the finals, we kind of had. We'd seen, you know, every scheme. We'd seen, you know, being down 2-0, being down 2-1, being, you know, whatever, and it just felt like we were really ready, and I just felt like our guys were super determined to win, and that helped me be level-headed. And even when we drop a game to the Warriors, you know, the series gets tied at 1-1, and you lost home court advantage, and you just say, you know, I didn't expect it to go in four. It's going to take a six or seven, but we're going to do it. So we just got to work a little bit longer, you know, got to work a little bit longer, play a few more games and get through it, you know, do the work.
One thing that you did that worked out so well was, of course, managing Kawhi's time. And if I'm not mistaken, it was like six or eight games during the season that you just had him sit, much to the chagrin probably of those fans that night. How did you... Because it's still, you know, territory that we don't know too much about, load management. How did you decide those nights where you go, okay, Kawhi, you're not playing tonight?
Yeah, it was actually 22 games. He sat out 22 games that year. And you know, he hadn't played in over a year, and the injury was, you know, a little bit tricky. And so we kind of knew coming in it was going to be a build-up process, and that was, you know, just really all handled by our medical staff. You know, they kind of said, here's the plan. And, you know, the plan was like, here's what we're going to do till Christmas. And we got to Christmas, and the team had a really great record, and they're kind of like, well, let's extend this out because, you know, we're in good shape and it's really working well with him. And he's, you know, we just end up kind of going the whole regular season that way because we were in a pretty good, you know, shape seeding wise. And it seemed to be working really well for his overall play, both for him physically, but also I think mentally.
You know, that's the thing about the mental aspect. And, you know, I mentioned with COVID and you guys playing in a different country, and a guy, you know, very well, DeMar DeRozan, and came out along with Kevin Love and some others saying, look, just because we're healthy, good looking young millionaires doesn't mean that we're not depressed now and then. How important is that nowadays to be aware of the mental aspect of the grind that these guys go through? Because we all think they live a charmed life.
Yeah, I mean, it's super important. I mean, I think that, you know, there's a lot more communications of how you doing, and then that goes to how you feeling, and are you sure, you know, just a lot more of that's done, you know, with a lot more meaning, I think, you know, in depth rather than just in passing, you know what I mean? I kind of explain it. By the way, DeMar DeRozan is one of my favorite players of all time and people of all time. He is a great, great human being, and not only for his play, but for coming out and speaking on that. Again, he's a guy that's just like enjoyable to be around. Always, never an uncomfortable moment around him because he's just got a great heart.
Last question for you: you guys have won 4 in a row. You got a pretty tough team in Philadelphia tomorrow night. Are you guys poised to make a move? Do you think you've turned a corner right now?
Well, we're definitely playing a lot better. I mean, we started 2-8 in our first 10, and I think we're, I don't know exactly, maybe 13-7 or 14-7 in our last 20. So we're getting it figured out. We're playing a lot better. You know, we just took us a while to get organized and get used to some of these new guys and for me to learn them and them to learn me. And I think we give ourselves a decent chance most nights out there. So, yeah, I think we're okay. We're trending upward, I would say.
That's Raptors head coach Nick Nurse. He's already got one ring. Make sure to check out his book, Rapture. Nick, thanks for sitting down and spending a little time with me today. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Spot.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better. better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. You know, it's funny, and really like the conversation with Nick Nurse, and I could talk to him all day about the time in England. But it's the one thing that impressed me during the NBA Finals, because all everybody wanted to talk about was this was a rookie coach, and he was an assistant in Toronto for 5 years, and he had earned his stripes, but he never really coached before. It was all G League, or it was all these different cities in England or overseas. And he was always just completely, I don't know if deadpan is the correct way of describing him, but he was always just, yep, sounds good. Because we would ask him questions at the press conference, like, what about this? What about that? And the thing is that I kind of noticed the same thing with David Blatt, and it was kind of the same thing with Steve Kerr, except Steve Kerr couldn't help himself to get a joke in now and then, because Steve Kerr's got that little sense of humor. But it really encapsulates that you have to have that sort of demeanor when you are in a situation, like not just a head coach, but an NBA final. And those news conferences that I was in, they were so packed, and they were seen worldwide. In fact, my old friend Anna, the Raiderette, emailed me that she was on a plane watching me ask a question. It was worldwide TV, but it's always just even keel. And those guys and gals who are head coaches who get emotional, it can bite you. So you're better off just being, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, you look good. What about this guy? Is he hurt? He's all right. But that's how you become a success, I think, too. But, you know, I just think about all the other Nick Nurses out there that are coaching that. I mean, would I have left Brighton to go be a G League head coach? I don't know. He's from Iowa, and it was going back to Iowa. You do get sick of it after a while. You know, as Dorothy once said, there's no place like home. Dorothy who? Never mind. All right, we still have an hour together. Some fascinating movie directors in the next hour as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Bible.